1 Timothy chapter 3, the leaders of God's people. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1.
I am writing about church leaders now. You sometimes hear people say, if anybody wants to be the one that leads God's people, that's a very important job that he wants to do. People that say that are right. So you have to be very careful about the person you pick to be a leader. A church leader has to be this kind of man. He has to be a really good man so that nobody can ever say that he does bad things. He can only have one wife, and he can't sleep with any other woman like a husband sleeps with his wife. He has to have good sense and do things properly. He can't be the kind of man that lets himself go and does wild things. He has to be friendly to other people, even if he doesn't know them. He has to be good at teaching people. He can't be a drunken man or a man that gets into fights. He has to be a quiet man that is not rough on people. He can't be a man that loves money. He has to look after his own family properly. Then you will know that he can look after God's people too. If his kids respect him and do whatever he tells them to do, that shows that he is the right kind of man. He has to be a man that has been a Christian for a long time, not a new Christian, or he might get too proud and God might have to throw him out, like he threw the devil out after he got too proud. He has to be a man that everybody say is a good man. Even people that are not Christians have to say that he is good. If they know that he is a good man, they will respect him. The devil always tries to make Christian leaders go wrong so that he can shame them. It is like the devil has a trap and tries to catch them in it, but he can't catch a man that is always good.
The people that help the leaders. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8.
It is the same too for the people that are helpers in the church. They have to be really good, honest people. They can't be people that get drunk. They can't be greedy, wanting lots of money and things. They have to really believe the things that God has shown us. And they have to always decide to do the right thing. And from that, they will be happy with themselves. You need to try them out before you make them church helpers. So first, give them some little jobs to do. And if they do them properly and nobody complains about them, then you can make them helpers in the church. Their wives have to be like them. Good women that nobody complains about. Their wives can't be the kind of women that say bad things about other people. Their wives can't be the kind of women that let themselves go and then do wild things. Their wives have to be honest about everything. A church helper can only have one wife, and he can't sleep with any other women, like a husband sleeps with his wife. He has to be the kind of man that looks after his wife and kids properly, as well as all the people that live in his house. If church helpers do their job properly, everybody will say that they are good people, and God will be happy with them too. Then they will not be afraid to tell anybody that they believe in Jesus Christ.
God's true word. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14.
I want to come and see you soon, but I'm writing this letter to you now, so that you will know the way we have to do things in the church. God picked you out to be his family, and his family is his church. God is always alive, and his people in his church always have to keep on teaching his true word. His people are just like posts set in concrete that keep on holding a house up properly. It is like they are holding up God's true word, so they have to teach His word properly. God shows us something about Jesus that is really true, and nobody can argue with it. He shows us that Jesus is really great. He came in a man's body for people to see, but the Holy Spirit showed us that He was really from God, and God's angel messengers saw Him too. The people that believed in Him told other people everywhere about Him. They even went to other countries to tell people about Him, and people all over the world believed in Him, and God took Him up into heaven.